Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm happy that you're tuned in today. I'd like for you to call someone you love and tell them that the 5 Minute program is on the air. Let's go directly into the lesson today. We know that a divorce shatters all family relationships. The wife feels hurt and cheated. The husband is often bitter against his ex-wife. Children are treated like pawns on a chessboard. No one knew this better than a certain woman raised in a remote village. She had married well, she thought. As a new bride, she dreamed about the security and happiness that her marriage would bring. Perhaps her expectations was unrealistic. Maybe she was too occupied with her own ambitions to recognize the first sign of tension in her marriage. After a few initial arguments, she and her husband hoped they could reconcile their differences, but the tension between them continued to grow. Eventually, they agreed that they could not live together any longer. The decision was agonizing, but from all appearance, was necessary. They were divorced. Only those who have lived through the trauma of a divorce can understand this woman's anguish. True, divorces are common, but their increase in number does not lessen the hurt. This woman was so deeply grieved that she felt she could never share her life with someone else again. But time heals all wounds, or at least it lessens the pain of the initial blow. After she had pulled herself together emotionally, she eventually met a man who seemed to have all of the qualities her first husband lacked. Rather than face the future with loneliness and insecurity, she accepted the man's proposal. This marriage would be a success. Despite this optimism, her second marriage failed also. And then there was a third, and a fourth, and then a fifth. Any further marriage vows would have been a mockery. She decided not to bother with the formality of another wedding. When she met the sixth man, they decided to live under common law. Maybe you can identify with this person. Your marriage life has not been a bed of roses. You and your spouse has not always been able to agree on most things. And you are wondering, will my relationship wind up in a divorce? And if so, how will I tell my children? We all know that divorce is devastating to the children. And you are thinking, is there anyone that can help me in this matter? Listen to the rest of this lady's story. Her meeting with Christ was quite accidentally, so far as she was concerned. It began as just an ordinary day, another day to ponder her meaningless existence. At noon, she traveled to the city gates to get a bucket of water at the town well. From a distance, she saw a man sitting on the well. And as she came closer, she recognized that he was a Jew. The Jewish man said, "Give me a drink." The woman was startled. She asked him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman?" Ignoring her question, Jesus said, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.